Good morning. Skies cleared out overnight and temperatures continued to fall. Some of the coldest air of the last couple of weeks in place, and most everyone is waking up in the single digits and lower to middle teens early on this Thursday morning. We still have a bit of a breeze in spots outside, so there is a wind chill, and in some places it feels a bit colder, even closer to zero, as we head into the morning commute. We will enjoy a good amount of sunshine throughout the day today and a pretty quick rebound back through the teens. However, temperatures will struggle to get out of the middle and upper 20s for daytime highs. The wind will tend to slacken off as we go through the morning and especially this afternoon, so no added effect due to the wind. It'll be clear and temperatures will drop back into the teens and lower 20s early tonight before clouds start to roll in advance of the next system. Temperatures will then climb late at night back into the middle 20s. This will set us up for a mostly cloudy start to the day on Friday as a frontal system approaches from the Great Lakes. A low pressure wave along that front will touch off a round of rain showers as we head into Friday afternoon with a southerly wind flow pushing temperatures all the way into the lower and middle 40s. Rain showers will be around into the night on Friday night. Temperatures will stay mild and well above freezing. And with a higher starting point on Saturday, in advance of another wave of low pressure taking the same track, high temperatures will surge well into the 50s to near 60 by Saturday afternoon. As that second wave draws closer, rain will become increasingly more likely on Saturday afternoon, with some heavier bursts of rain on Saturday night. Leftover showers behind this system on Sunday morning, it'll still be very mild with temperatures in the upper 40s to start the day before cooler air starts to move in as we dry it out on Sunday afternoon. This will leave us with dry and somewhat cooler weather Monday and Tuesday of next week with a mix of sun and clouds, highs back into the lower 40s with a few rain and snow showers possible on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a cold front stretching from West Texas into the Great Lakes will slowly advance east today. Return flow on the western side of a strong ridge in the Atlantic Ocean will evict moisture and warmer temperatures northward from Texas and the Gulf of Mexico into the Great Lakes just ahead of the front. Anomalous warmth will continue on Friday from Texas to the Great Lakes with highs running roughly 15 to 25 degrees above normal. Given the slow movement of the front across the Mississippi Valley and moisture spreading northward, showers and thunderstorms are expected to develop tonight into tomorrow from eastern Oklahoma into the Ohio Valley. Locally, heavy rain will be possible into portions of Illinois and Indiana, where heavy rain over the past couple of weeks has left it more difficult to take on additional water. As a potent upper-level disturbance moves out into the southern plains, strong to severe storms are expected to develop from East Texas into Louisiana and Arkansas by Friday afternoon, where the Storm Prediction Center is highlighting an enhanced risk of severe weather. Flash flooding will also be possible with these storms. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility with blowing snow and fog, 6 below zero, a northwest wind at 71, gusting to 81 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 30 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 14 degrees, the dew point zero, 53% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 15 miles per hour producing a wind chill of 1 below, and the barometer at 30.62 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny and breezy in the mid-30s, Boston sunny and breezy in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 39 degrees, the low, 21, the average temperature, 30, that's 8 degrees above normal. Just a trace of snowfall yesterday, still just 8-tenths of an inch for the month, which is 3.7 inches below normal, and 31.0 inches for the season, which is 9.7 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low, 15. The record high 62 set in 2008 and the record low 20 below zero in 1968. Sunrise this morning, 7:25 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:39 p.m. 9 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and cold today with highs in the upper teens and lower 20s. Mostly clear tonight with lows back into the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, chilly today with highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, cold today with highs in the middle and upper 20s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, chilly today with highs in the middle and upper 20s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, chilly today with highs in the middle and upper 20s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for Friday, mostly cloudy and milder with a chance of rain showers in the afternoon, lower to mid-40s. Breezy and mild on Saturday with rain moving in the afternoon, middle and upper 50s. Mostly cloudy with morning showers on Sunday, then some afternoon sun. Early day highs in the upper 40s, then temperatures dropping. A mix of sun and clouds near 40 Monday. Increasing clouds, lower 40s on Tuesday. And a chance of showers Wednesday, otherwise partly sunny, in the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.